The Tacoma, Washington gun shop that once owned the rifle linked to the Washington, D.C. area sniper attacks is unable to account for 340 guns once in its inventory. That's according to law enforcement sources quoted in today's Seattle Times. It was already known that an audit conducted at the gun shop 2 years ago by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms found 150 guns missing. And the store, Bullseye Shooter Supply, hasn't been able to produce a sales record for the .223 caliber Bushmaster it once owned, which officials allege was used in the sniper attacks. William Vizard is a former ATF agent and now professor of criminal justice at California State University, Sacramento. He joins us now. Mr. Vizard, how is it possible for a business that has misplaced 150 guns in the previous ATF audit to remain in business and lose track of even more guns a couple of years later?
They're probably still in business because there are two tracks that ATF could follow. One would be criminal prosecution, and the other would be to attempt to revoke their license. In the case of criminal prosecution, ever since the modifications of the Gun Control Act, generally referred to as the Firearms Owners Protection Act of 1986, failure to keep records or falsification of records, regardless of its volume, and whether it's one gun or 10,000 guns, is a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm. And what's the penalty for that misdemeanor?
I believe it's 6 months. It may even be a year. But it really doesn't matter because the United States attorneys don't, in the main, prosecute misdemeanors. U.S. attorneys' offices reject far more cases than they accept. And in their prioritizing of cases, it's very seldom that they would be willing to pursue a misdemeanor prosecution, even in an aggravated situation. And before the change in the law, if you discovered a dealer that was missing hundreds of guns, the obvious assumption in that case is that there's something more than just an accident going on here, and you would pursue a felony prosecution. That's just not possible to do today in an attempt to protect the gun shop that maybe inadvertently failed to record one or two guns. The law created a situation in which ATF really has very few options, even when they encounter situations where there's 500 or 1,000 guns missing.
Now, you said the penalty for that misdemeanor would be 6 months to a year. Is that 6 months to a year of a revoked license, or someone serves 6 months to a year in prison?
An incarceration. I mean, it's a misdemeanor, and a person can be, in fact, incarcerated for it, but to get an incarceration, you have to get a trial, and the U.S. attorney isn't going to try the case. The second option is to simply revoke the license.
This is the second track you talked about.
Right. This would be the administrative track versus the criminal track. And ATF could, in fact, pursue a license revocation in a case where there were guns missing. Historically, ATF has not done that on a first offense. And if they do revoke a license, frankly, there are a lot of ways for licensees to get around it. A relative, for instance, takes over the business and reopens the business and is then licensed. And you don't have nearly the latitude to prevent something like that from mm-hmm. happening.
So you're saying too much hassle for too little judicial bang here?
Well, to a very large extent. I mean, ATF will move against licenses, and they do move against licenses, but the presumption has generally been that they do so when there is a history of repeated violations as opposed to the first time they encounter them. And I don't know what the history of this particular dealer was, and I can't really give you the details, but I can tell you what the pattern of behavior has been with ATF. And ATF's an agency that has been battered politically over the years repeatedly, and it's just not as bold as it might be with regard to pursuing license revocations if it had a stronger statute or if it had more political support in Congress and elsewhere.
Thanks very much.
Okay, you're most welcome.
William Vizard is a former ATF agent, a professor of criminal justice at California State University, Sacramento, and the author of In the Crossfire, A History of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.